incorporate bottles of water.
Make sure the choir has water.
Yes. So we give them a lesson on standing.
Yeah, water, having some water on their knees. And seeing if we can get, there must be a local either charity or the Boy Scouts or a hospital that would send over a first aid person. Just have someone on scene with like a small pack. They don't have to have an ambulance or anything, but just if someone goes down, it'd be nice to say,
"That's a real good
idea. We got a paramedic here or a McKinney firefighter here," as opposed to, "We got the assistant choir director right over."
One of the things that we discussed with the choir, because she insisted, if I recall, that she place her people over there.
Yes.
Next year, I think she decided that we will judge the weather and locate them on the shady side, because the other side was in shade.
Right. And, which is where we got on the phone.
Yeah. So I think she's cognizant of that.
She was on the right-hand side this year. We normally had them on the left-hand side facing the wall.
Yeah, sometimes we've had them on either both sides, yeah. But anyway, roll on.
On that first aid tent, that lady that handles our, what's her name, Lori, I believe, that handles the Boy Scouts handing out, she could easily get a first aid station from the district.
Boy Scouts.
Yeah, I'm quite sure she can. Either that or the Salvation Army to come over.
American Red Cross.
The Red Cross. That
I literally mean someone with a backpack or some first aid gear. You know what?
I think we can get somebody from the fire department.
They could send a rig out.
Could do it.
I mean, they've been there before.
Only if you go down, and then it's just mouth to mouth.
You know, I got a first aid merit badge when I was a Boy Scout.
You guys all know.
I got a few more. In fact, the night that I won't tell that story. But.
We had a podium issue. Remember the podium, the door kept opening? So it's probably just a matter of...
Tape. Podium, door.
Yeah, podium, just checking in.
It was more,
I think, in the moment when it happens, it wasn't clear who should do anything. And maybe next year, one of us who's up front can sort of say, look, for anything that come up, because the mic's falling over, the podium's got an issue, something's happening, and we're the one whose job it is to get them fixed. As most of us all looking at it. And the general's kind of hitting it with his knee.
I was face time.
That's an easy fix.
What about the flight path? Did you guys like that flight path?
You know, that's something that they're going to continue to do.
Unless we ask them, maybe do it a little different. Because I've had them where they came lengthwise with the memorial. This one was perpendicular. And of course we had a newer coordinator, a new pilot, chief pilot.
What are the issues?
Because Carl wasn't there for this one.
I'm wondering if the issue is when we tell them, we played taps first, right? And then they were supposed to fly over at the conclusion of taps.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was the intention.
Like 3 or 4 minutes before they were...
Like maybe they're in a pattern and it's just, you catch them in the pattern at the wrong moment, and the guy just, it's got to be a judgment call where he says, look, we're a better place in the pattern, just bank a left and go.
So I think,
well, his pattern was to come in perpendicular.
Oh, okay.
So he could probably coordinate a little differently when he comes in.
Well, I think there's two things here. One is whoever's the air boss needs to have an understanding of where they're at in the pattern, how long it's going to take for them to get.
Yeah, he tells me that.
So that we can either delay on our side.
Yeah.
And time it to where we begin the taps at a point in his pattern
when they're coming,
where he can get there when the taps is over. Yeah, so I think that would be some coordination.
My question isn't the timing, it's the pattern. Right? Do you want them to come perpendicular, or do you want them to go lengthwise? It looks pretty nice going lengthwise, because...
I prefer to see them come down the Memorial Park from the north. And then, as they come down, he goes west.
Yeah.
And that's the proper way to do it, rather than...
I'm sure you're supposed to go west, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
That's right.
I don't know, I'm an Air Force guy.
No.
The missing man goes west with the formation.
The missing man
that
is,
makes
is,
it perpendicular.
Is
more or less, yeah. Which I think
when an airman dies, he's going west.
Right. Well, the one thing we have to be cognizant of is that they may have some restrictions on them as to where they...
That's true.
You know, which that may dictate.
Well, so but, we've identified the issue. And it sounds like we're going to be planning for next year.
So we will.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I mean, I don't really care. I've had it seen it both ways.
And you will decide. It'll all be taken care of.
And so and we can revisit it next year when we get closer.
So if we have an understanding of the holding pattern and the timing.
Okay, now back to your. Yeah, so you
so that the person who's going to be the MC, or somebody can tell the MC, say something. For 2 minutes.
Well, I told him how many minutes we had.
Yeah.
It's an inexact,
we only do it once a year.
Yeah.
A different person does it every year.
We can always anticipate this in the future and say, you know, again.
But I think if
it's Colin's job when the moment comes, that if there's a gap, we have some sort of, I mean, luckily they started singing another song. They filled another song. We just have to have
backup.
We know that sometimes we're going to be 30 seconds in, 30 seconds late. So,
are we going to have a flyover for Memorial Day? Gearing things up this year for Memorial Day versus?
That's we have the money.
Event, right?
Yeah.
We typically have not done one. It's just a matter of do we want to vote for the to spend the money to do it. What I was wanting to do, so when we do the dedication of the Gold Star Memorial, is bring a Huey out. And have him fly and land, and then people can also then at the end of the ceremony, the kids can go climb into Huey and have their pictures. Well, I don't know. I don't think anybody's got a. I know somebody has a Huey. I don't know anybody has a Blackhawk.
We can only afford a Huey.
You can get
Huey.
Yeah,
we can talk to. They probably we can get some
conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got some friends who are aviators in the Army. They always have flight time. And ADWA will approve those public relations events. If you give them notice enough, they'll say it's Army interest to go out for recruiting benefit. So, yeah. I'll at least put a soft touch up with someone I know.
Let's touch.
Yeah. Maybe you can get a flight at 3 and one lands.
Get a little, like, aircraft carrier pull up.
No.
We can take the board out.
Flight of three is leaving. Yeah.
And we're going to jump on it.
Oh, yeah. Even better.
Right. Well,
Repel.
I'll put a
pal on that. Unless I'm dying, I'm not giving up.
This is math.
I'm writing notes here.
Okay. You want to go back to any... Oh, did you cover completely last year's evening?
Well, you know, that was the intent tonight, was to kind of just catch any of those loose ends, things that we need to adjust.
Okay.
I think the choir was exceptional. I thought the color guard was exceptional. I thought the bugler was exceptional.
He was.
I thought everything was.
And he could hear well. The sound was good.
Yeah.
Because I was more towards the back. And it was
I think the only thing we need to maybe do is maybe reach out to Congressman Johnson's office a little earlier and get him booked.
Yeah, I would recommend that.
And
talk to
I remember 2 years ago and the year before we sent out formal invitations to the dignitaries. I don't remember us doing that this year. So that's something that we should probably put back into the... and write formal invitations. Those are the only things I can think of. I think it was well attended. The evening one was exceptionally well attended.
Are we adding new names by Memorial Day?
Yes, that's two items down.
Oh, okay.
So, nobody has any other thing to add on the Veterans Day. We can then pass to the next item, which is 17167, the discussion of the Gold Star Monument. And I think maybe Tim can give us an update.
Heads will open next Thursday on the 16th.
How long has it been in here?
How long was it advertised?
It's been in here.
It opens.
Oh, opens.
It actually opens.
What date does it open, Tim? The 16th?
The 16th at 2 p.m. I'll shoot out a quick email to the board, yay or nay. It's either going to come in on your budget or it's not. Barry and I had previous discussions. I have a contractor that expressed interest, the one I spoke about previously, about the bridge project in Ashwoods.
Yeah.
And I actually met them on site. We just did a couple of more type of hotel projects, and they were out there doing site takeoffs for their numbers. And then one of the, it was the son's owner of the company, showed up, and he said, well, if we get one or both of these trail projects, we probably won't be able to bid Gold Star. But if we don't, then we're definitely going to bid it. They can get either one. They come in second on one of the projects or third on the other. So I'm going to touch base with them to ensure that they're going to bid. But Barry was pretty confident that he had two, I guess, construction companies that he deals with via the banking industry that had expressed that they were definitely going to bid, and one of them, I think, told Barry that, and I'm not trying to put words in Barry's mouth, but told Barry that there should be no reason why that wouldn't come in on the budget. So next Thursday, we'll know for sure.
Great.
I had one
of the best.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, we're both the best.
I had one idea at the last meeting, and that was that maybe Pogue would be interested in doing the construction and then give us the flag plaza as their donation for the whole project, and then we put up a plaque, appropriate plaque, to honor them as having given us the flag plaza. I discussed that with Barry, and I also discussed that with Tim, and Barry thought it was a good idea, but he says he as you just reported, he has a couple of construction companies that sound like they can bring it in under budget.
The mayoral election, is that going to be in May?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We
got our work cut out.
It's unlikely that we will have this dedicated before Brian leaves office.
No.
But that doesn't mean we can't honor him.
Yeah, of course.
Because
it's sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can have him speak.
Absolutely. Yeah. I notified the Herschel Woody Williams Foundation last month when we got the word we weren't going to be able to move forward that May 27th was a no-go. And they called me last week and said, are we still on? And I reminded them, I said, no, remember I told you? Oh, I forgot, okay. Well, somebody else wants us that weekend, so he's got to be in three different places that weekend. Illinois, I don't know where this other place is, so. But as soon as we know when we get a contractor and we can put a timeline together, we can plan a date. Maybe next month we can plan a dedication ceremony, and then I can put them back on notice, and maybe we'll have to negotiate back and forth and pick a date when he can get here. So, well, we'll just cross our fingers and hope everything goes well. So, as far as a regular agenda item, I have item number 17-168, and that's to consider, discuss, and act on adding additional names to the Veterans Memorial Wall. So attached to your package, we have a couple of items. The first that I'd like to bring your attention to is this document right here that contains the names and the information on two Korean War soldiers who were from Collin County that were killed in the Korean War that have recently been discovered. There may be some others coming down the pike, but these are the only two that we've got two pieces of information. So the first one is Robert Lee Lane. He was 17 years old from Wiley. He was a private in India Company of the 3rd Battalion of the 29th Infantry Regiment of the 24th Division. And he was wounded and captured on the 27th of July, 1950 in Korea, and he died as a POW in August of 1950. The two sources of information that we have on him came from the History of Collin County by J. Lee Stambaugh and Lillian Stambaugh from the Texas Historical Association, where he is listed as being a deceased in the Korean War from Collin County and being a resident of Wiley. The second piece of information that we have to corroborate his Collin County residence was from the Korean War Remembrance Project, where it is listed that his home or place of enlistment was Wiley, Texas, of Collin County.
Now, is his first name Robin or Robert? It says Robin on here.
You know what? That's a very good... I'm glad you caught that. I will follow up with RD, because somebody made an error. I believe that his actual name would have been Robin, but we can verify that.
I think you should.
We have to. Can't put the wrong name up there. If his middle name was incorrect, that's not a big deal because we don't write the middle names, but you gotta have them right. So. But we do have two pieces of information to indicate that he was from Collin County. He was serving in the United States Army, and he was killed in war. All of those criteria would make him eligible. The second person...
Oh, above it says Robert L. Lane. You see the list on the list of names?
Right.
It says Robert L. Lane.
Correct. So it's either wrong there.
Or it's wrong down.
I believe that it would probably have been wrong here, but we'll find out. The second one is, and he's buried in Kaufman, I believe, and that's a picture of him and his mother in the back. One of the issues that we have had is and a critique from the community is that there's a paucity of African-American individuals on our wall. And the reality is the population of African-Americans, I guess, has grown. They may not have been so abundant in the past, but nonetheless, it's not been an effort by anybody to exclude them. We've had a difficult time finding them, and RD appears to have found one here. The second gentleman is Amos Emerson Jr. He was a corporal in the Intelligence and Reconnaissance Platoon of Headquarters Company of the 24th Infantry Regiment. He was captured on the 11th of November, and he's presumed dead on the 31st of December 1953. Isn't that pretty much when the war ended in 53, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that probably was a, and we haven't found them by now, so we're going to call them dead. Yeah,
yeah, it was 53.
Because I went in 54.
Prior to the Korean War, the African Americans were in segregated units. By the Korean War, though, I think it was in 1947, Truman integrated and desegregated the military. So, At any rate, he's an African American. We got two. Another source of information, again, was the Korean War Remembrance Project, and I'm looking at the names, and they're the same. The interesting thing about him is that he was originally, and probably one of the reasons we overlooked him, is that he was originally listed as being from Navarro County, but his home of record was McKinney. And so that's what places him back in Cumberland County. So anyway, these are the two gentlemen for the Korean War and the corroborating information. The other individual I'd like to talk about briefly was Timothy Barber of Farmersville, who was a cadet fourth classman at the Air Force Academy, who was killed in the plane crash over here on Custer on New Year's Eve with his father. Academy cadets take an oath of enlistment and are considered to be on active duty. So we don't have a picture of him in here, but I do have a picture of him at home, an official portrait of him done by the Academy, and he's in uniform and he is wearing the National Defense Service Medal as well as the Air Force Training Ribbon. Both of those items are issued to active duty personnel. During the National Defense Service Medal is issued during times of conflict. He was a resident of Farmersville, and so this particular article speaks to his being from Farmersville, both in a Boy Scout troop as well as a graduate of Farmersville High School. I went by Congressman Johnson's office yesterday and asked them if they had any information, and they shared with me two press releases, which have also been attached, that talk to his appointment to the Air Force Academy, that also indicate that he was from Farmersville High School and from the city of Farmersville. So,
and I believe he was an Eagle Scout.
He was an Eagle Scout too. So there's enough information, I think, to make a case that he was in fact a Collin County resident. We don't have any Academy grads, but we used to have some Academy grads on the board, one of whom was Dick Thompson, and Dick informed me that yes, in fact, as a member of a service academy, you are on active duty. In fact, the Air Force, each branch has a way of recording the longevity of a service member. The Air Force issues a longevity ribbon, and so every academy graduate you get that ribbon after completing 4 years of active duty. And every academy graduate, when they're graduating, they have that longevity ribbon as well. So, so at any rate, we have any discussion on any of these names, other than the fact we need to verify whether his name is Robin or Robert, which I will do.
Can you also verify if it's going to be etched on the wall as Tim or Timothy Barber?
Check. I probably would suggest Timothy, but I will probably try to reach out to the family.
Well, as always, I commend you and RB and all the people who do the work for finding all this information about these individuals and for doing all the work to compile it and present it in such a clear way. And we certainly, the board, appreciates your efforts. And I think it's well and proper to move that these three names be added to the wall, understanding that.
Can we move on a name if we don't know how it's spelled? I have to enter that into the minutes, the exact spelling. So are we going to take action on that today, not knowing?
The column verification.
Do we do it subject to confirmation?
Subject to verification of names. Correct.
Correct.
And correct name, because we don't know if it's Robert or Robin.
Correct, yeah.
It's mentioned twice as Robin in this document. Mm-hmm. The only place it's native is Robert, I believe, is on the...
It's on this excerpt from the table that came out of the book.
Right.
This should be relatively easy there.
But I saw a second place for it.
Could the motion be
subject to verification?
Yeah, confirmation.
Okay.
Correct name confirmation.
I move that we investigate and find out the correct name of the Korean War veteran that is to be placed on the wall.
And delay action.
Why?
So why don't we just delay action until the next meeting? Yeah. We'll just table the issue.
Do we have to vote on it today for a timeline?
No.
Just table it.
Well, we don't want to table. We just want to take no action because tabling requires votes, and we need to follow up date. So, yeah.
So
do we just want to?
No action. I retrieve my motion.
No action.
Okay.
Thanks for the update on the names. Great work. We look forward to getting a definitive.
We may have some more to add next month, but I'll. On an informal basis, I have identified a gentleman by the name of C.L. Bryant, who was a Texas Ranger who died during a period of time in 1847 when they were federalized by the federal government. While the federal troops were fighting down in Mexico, and he appears to be the oldest military veteran from Collin County. So I'm just trying to find one more piece of him. I've got one piece of information that talks about him that gives us, you know, that ties him to Collin County and ties his death to being a military service. I just need another piece to bring it together. So.
Where did you find something like that?
I got lucky, and there's some resources online on the history of Collin County, and there's rosters of Civil War regiments and Texas Rangers. The Texas Rangers were formed right after we became a state, and the American government went to war with Mexico, and so all the federal troops that were here protecting the people from the Indians left to go to Mexico to fight, and so the Texas Rangers formed up in each county to take the place and be Homeland Security, and the federal government federalized them for periods of time. So that's how the Texas Rangers got started. So anyway, we will delay confirmation voting until next meeting, and I will get the name spellings on both of these. Well, that covers our agenda. Do we have any citizen complaints?
No complaints, certainly, but I did want to thank the board, thank everyone here for allowing us to do our special event on Veterans Day. I really appreciate it. Patty couldn't make it. She's out of town, and she wanted to express her gratitude also. I wanted to find out if you have any feedback for the club. Hopefully we were a good guest and didn't create any issues.
We had no complaints from our end.
In fact, the mayor gave very positive feedback just at the first year. He and I walked over and
said hello, and he was very happy. I know he was very happy to see you there, and I certainly was happy. And yeah. I think it's a great addition to what we do, and I appreciate your presence.
To me, anytime we can mention the names of these guys is what we're keeping their memories alive. We might be inspiring some kid 1,000 miles away, maybe. Look them up or look up the battle that they were in and learn about the guys in their local area. But I just think that's it. I think it helps promote our mission of keeping their memories and honoring their sacrifices. So.
And on that, I wanted to ask you, you had sent me the document with all the names in it. May I forward that to other people?
Absolutely. That's part of the original program that was issued when we dedicated the memorial.
Okay.
And that's... Yeah.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure I had... You're okay before I
absolutely
send that out.
It's all online as well.
Okay.
So, CC Freedom Fighters is the website.
Okay.
Well, thank you for your service, too.
Well, I wasn't in the service.
I mean, the service.
You're for services you're doing. No.
You're welcome. It's something I can do to help out.
I will say that next year, the space that you're been occupying will probably be be part of the event, so we'll have to put you somewhere else, but we'll cross that bridge when we get there.
That's understandable. And as I think you probably know, we do cards every year for the event, and I wanted to make sure that you're welcome. Thank you. Wanted to make sure that everybody gets one of these.
Oh, sorry.
So these are the cards that when you're talking to people, you then send it to them so they can put on.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very welcome. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
And is Barry?
Thank you.
He's in
the room.
He is.
I can give him his card.
Witness, witness protection. Yeah. And I also brought a few extras here.
Yeah,
or whatever.
So
that was pretty cool.
That is.
Too much money for the wrong guy. He's being protected.
Once again, I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you.
You're
thank
more you. Than welcome.
Yeah. We appreciate your interest and your support. It's
you bet.
We very rarely get people to come and sit through these meetings. So.
Yeah.
Do we have any board member comments? Good. Well, we're going to make it to where you guys can get home.
Move to adjourn.
With that, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I want to go on to adjourn.
I make the motion we adjourn.
Matt seconds.
Second. Matt seconded.
All in favor?
Nikki third.
Aye.
Aye.
Nikki first and third. Nikki third.
Meeting adjourned.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you. DAR asked me to pass that out. It's not part of the agenda. So. The DAR wanted me to pass these out.
I'd be happy if you.
Oh, I forgot.
If you drop me at my son hospital down there.
Where's that?
Virginia. Virginia in 75. Is that, oh, you live between Virginia and Elsa.
I want to I had to think about that.
From the DAR, she wanted me to pass those.
If you, I don't know where that is, but if you know where it is, yeah.
It's straight down so Virginia, it's right at the corner of Virginia 75.
Oh, okay. Is that Neville Baylor or something like that?
Yeah.